Coach Vince. How are you?
Hi, Tony. Real good. Thank you.
Merging the clerk register of deeds. Talk about that.
Well, it could be a possibility. It was discussed privately by, you know, different commissioners over the past year or so as not only a cost-saving issue, but when we look at technology over the past 10, 12 years, there's a lot of things that have made things, you know, as in your business too, a lot more efficient. In radio, you've seen the changes as much as I over the past 10, 12 years. We see satellite and all the different things happening. The same thing is happening at every different type of job, including when we start looking internally at the county business. What we rarely see are jobs eliminated. And if you merge these two at this point in time, and so far there's been no formal discussion brought to the table, is you would have the cost saving of about one of the positions of the two elected, the clerk and the register of deeds, by merging those together. 30 counties in the state have done this, including Washtenaw. And my understanding is Clinton County this week is discussing at this point, or maybe they're finalizing, I guess. So I think it's something that should be put on the table to formally, you know, have an airing to find out, you know, is this something that we should go to?
Is there any support from the other Board of Commissioner members?
Privately, that's where I heard more of it about a year ago in different financial discussions. That did come up. But nobody stepped up to say, you know, let's get this, you know, on an agenda and let's talk about it. So, you know, I think it's time it should be brought up, especially right now, before the election, before all the filings, because everybody's starting to file for the positions at this point. And if that was done, it could be eliminated, and starting January, it'll save about $100,000 a year, more or less. And a lot of people would say, well, that's not much. Well, it's kind of interesting because whenever money is discussed, all of a sudden everything is not that much. But when you start adding up all these little fives and tens and fifties and hundreds, when people say it's not that much, it's a lot of money.
All right, let's just say there's interest in this. How soon could this process start and be finished?
Well, I think it could start, you know, in the next few weeks if it could be put onto the agendas. You know, how soon, you know, it depends on the speed of the board. And, you know, at the leadership level, they have to, you know, have a commitment to say, well, let's, you know, step up to the plate and start moving this on our agenda and start bringing it up for a heavy discussion. Now, those two particular positions will fight it, obviously, you know, just as you would because of your position if your job would be eliminated. And one of the complaints has been, well, it really won't save that much money. And actually, it will save a pretty good chunk of money. But there is efficiency. The offices could be merged. They're operated by deputies mostly day-to-day. And so there are people in place that, you know, could easily, you know, take care of this. New elections coming in May. The people coming in, I'm sure, would have pretty good talent to, you know, under them to take over and handle the job.
Well, Chris,
so internally, it'd be a shared service.
Chris Swope is the current Lansing City Clerk. He's running for Ingham County Clerk, as is State Representative Byram.
Yes.
I wondered if they would have ran, if they would have known that they may be having two positions should they win election.
Don't know, but I think they would. Swope is experienced in what he's doing right now as a clerk. He's experienced as being a commissioner. Byram has been a state rep for some years now. So, you know, a chunk of what they do is getting elected in those positions. As I said, you know, they have a team in place, operational, that does the day-to-day. So it's not like they're sitting there with this huge headache all by themselves doing this every day. So I don't think so. I don't think it would be that big of a decision, but it's serious. It's a serious decision.
Curtis Sertell Jr. is the current Ingham County Register of Deeds. He's not going to be happy about this.
Well, yeah, but he could run also. And he's done a good job what he's doing, and that would make it even more interesting race because you have someone in place that actually is doing it, as well as someone in the city who is handling that clerk position. So with a three-way, it'd be an interesting race to see, and pretty qualified people coming in.
So if things flow as you think, this could be on the ballot in May and maybe take place this summer?
Well, it wouldn't be the ballot. It's basically up to the commissioners.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You don't think the people need to decide on this?
No. that could be merged at the commission level, and if that merger comes in, it's done. It's, you know, very similar to what's happened with the road commission now that that law's in.
Where are we with the road commission and the dissolving of the board of commissioners for the road commission?
At this point, I think, compared to a couple weeks ago, I think it's probably going to be on an agenda coming. Well, we don't have meetings this week. I would not be surprised to be on an agenda item next week. Part of what they're looking at is there has to be two public meetings on this. We've had many public meetings before it, so it'll be a routine, I'm sure. I'm sure there's going to be people complaining about it that are coming from the Road Commission, but it's got to be put on our agendas here internally to formally get things moving, because each step now the controller will want us to say, okay, what do you think? You know, she'll come in and make a presentation, I'm sure, and find out what we think to move to the next step to get it going. So I would bet in the next couple of weeks it's going to be on our agendas.
All right. And before I let you go, any other new business we should be looking for information on?
Union contracts are ongoing. Obviously, I don't know what's going on with those day to day or week to week. That is part of what we've got to be concerned about. And I am, as a working man, because I hear this verbiage a lot, as a working man, I'm concerned because you've got unions looking at this. They understand what's going on with budget pretty well. A few leaders I've talked to seem to be pretty optimistic that this economy in the Lansing area is going to turn around about a year or two. I doubt it. I hope I'm really wrong in that, but I don't see the fact to it at this point. But I think what we have to do is a merger of this type of position sends a pretty good message that there's cutting going on. Two commissioner slots have been cut for cost cutting, which was a smart move. And now we're looking at this to say, are we going to merge these positions? If you're looking at the unions to negotiate some things downward, you've got to send the messages right from the top. And so this is something that we have to, it'd be pretty hypocritical to say, well, we'll leave these management jobs in place, but, oh, by the way, we're going to negotiate the rank and file union salary and benefits down. I can't understand that.
All right, Vince, before I let you go, at 8:36, we're going to be talking about the casino in Lansing and the lawsuits that are forthcoming. Any thought in your mind on if you support it, if you don't?
I don't have a horse in the race because I don't live there, but I'm not anti-casino. I really don't like the location being so close to the, you know, the economic base of who lives in that area. I've got a real concern for that, is that these casinos in a lot of areas seem to be planted right in near neighborhoods where the people can afford the least amount. So when we say we're trying to have our poor people, we can't tax them, and we got to care for them more and do what we can to take care of them as best as we can, and then dump a casino a half a mile from their houses, that thing makes no sense to me. I think a casino concept is a good idea. Not so sure it's financially going to be anywhere near what people think. We've got, 35, 45 casinos in the state. So, you know, when do we have enough?
So you think the best place to put a casino in Ingham County might be White Hills then?
No. I think maybe just an easier access location. So, you know, it's not next to, you know, people that really have the least amount of money to afford to go out and spend $5, $10, and $50 at a time. I think that's what's wrong. I think, you know, you take that temptation. I mean, there's rules on bars. I've owned 13 liquor licenses, and there's minimal. I mean, it's like, I don't know, 500 yards or something like this, or 500 feet. Well, a casino is a whole lot bigger entity. So I think we have to look at that and say, we can't plant that right there. And I understand why they're trying to put it there. We've got the center there, the baseball area and everything. And there's a lot of logic to that, and I can see that too. I don't think it's going to go. I just don't think it's going to fly.
Vince Dragonetti is a member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Sir, thank you so much.
Thanks,
we appreciate you.